Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Hi. Oh, I don't even know where to go from here. I got a Vibe watch. I've been very sick. I haven't been able to get back to you. I've been in the hospital with COVID, and I still am recovering, but I'm home now. And I think February 13th. Somehow I ordered a Vibe watch, which I didn't know I was ordering a watch. I thought I was getting something for doing a survey. Oh, gosh. Hang on a second, please. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. So anyway, I got this billing through my bank for $69.97, and I didn't even know what it was for, so I started looking back. And the only order thing I could find that said order was for $7.92, which did go through, but I don't understand the $69.97. I looked at everything that came through that day, and there's nothing that says anything, so I assumed that was supposed to be the free gift for doing the survey, and I paid just the shipping on it. I don't know. I'm so confused, and I'm on Social Security. I don't have any money, and the $70 is putting me way into an overdraft. I just don't understand what's going on.
Okay, so you did order the watch, the Vibe watch. You did make the purchase for $7.92, just the shipping and handling. But with that, you did trigger a 14-day trial. Since you didn't call back and cancel in 14 days, it billed you the full amount of the watch. It advertised itself as being free, but really it was a free 14 days.
Oh, that's not right. They can't do that. And then I was in the hospital again. I didn't even know anything about this.
You won't be billed or shipped anything else, ma'am. It was a one-time purchase.
I know, but I can't afford $70. I don't have it. Now I'm overdrawn at the bank. I'm going to get another $40 in overdraft charges. I can't do this. I had no idea. There was nothing on any of the paperwork that I just looked at that said there was ever going to be another charge. It just said one time, it said $7.92. That was it. There was no reference to anything else.
I do apologize, ma'am, but I do guarantee you won't be billed or shipped anything else. But unfortunately, I can't do anything about that current charge. It is for the watch that you currently do have.
I know, which also was broken when I got it, and I called about it, but of course I couldn't. He told me just go buy a new charger. The guy wasn't helpful at all. He should have just taken it back then, and this whole thing wouldn't have even happened. I mean, somebody should let people know that they're going to be charged $70 if you don't call in 14 days.
It does say here, it says you called on February 13th. It says you called on February 13th and you was explained the terms and conditions.
No, I bought it on February 13th. I didn't call anybody.
Okay, so it says here that you called about the charges and they were explained to you and you didn't want the warranty or the earbuds, so that was voided back into your account. You was offered a...
Wait a minute, I didn't even know what those were. After I paid the shipping, it went started going through all these pages to buy other stuff, tons of stuff. And I just didn't want any of it, so I skipped through the last page. And that's when they voided those things that they're telling me now were part of, I don't know, it was crazy.
I understand that, but...
friendly.
It does state that's when the terms and conditions was explained to you.
No, they weren't explained to me. I would have known them if they were explained to me. Nothing was explained to me. They just said, you don't want this and you don't want this. I said, no, I don't want any of those extras that keep coming up on my screen.
Hey, I'm so destroyed. I'll have to ask you.
Well, ma'am, I wish there was something else I could do to help you.
Well, somebody in your corporation has to be able to do something.
No, ma'am, they have to follow the same protocol.
But you can't charge me for something I didn't know I was buying. That's not right. That is not right. You can't do that. You can't say it's $7.92 and then a month later put a $70 charge through with no warning, no nothing. And it went under something called focus factor. What is that?
So how we charge customers is different from the name of the company. That's just what we bill our customers through.
Oh, yes. I spent 2 weeks trying to figure out who Focus Factor was. I didn't even know who this charge was from. Nope. It took me forever to find out.
Well, you do get an email confirmation once you are charged, ma'am.
No. I got nothing. Nothing. Was it $69.95?
What did you say?
For the $69.95, I got an email confirmation?
Yes, you did.
No. No, I did not. I would have called immediately. I got nothing. I keep my emails. I mean, I know there's a pandemic and everybody's working from home and everything, and it's difficult, but this is just not good what's going on with your company. If everybody's getting handled like I am, wow. Oh, I can't breathe. I'm sorry. Just a minute. Okay. Anyway, can I have a number for corporate or something so I can call somebody else?
Ma'am, you call customer service.
I know that, but you're not helping me. I need this watch returned and a credit put through. It's the only thing I can do because I can't afford it. I can't do this. I never, ever, ever would have bought this if anything had said it was going to be $70. Never, because I know. I mean, I have $5 in my checking account right now. I don't get anything else until the 14th of the next month. I don't even have enough money to buy bread and milk for the next 2 weeks. Why would I charge something for $70? I would not do it.
Well, ma'am, the watch does help track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can give you 35% back for you to keep it.
No, I can't keep it. I can't. I only have $5 in my account. $5. That's it. I have no savings. I have nothing. I have $5.
It also assists in measuring blood oxygen levels. I can give you 50% back.
Can't I just get the credit and send it back? Please.
Well, ma'am, if you go through the process of returning it, you will have to pay a $10 fee. That is a restocking fee, and it could take up to 30 days to get your refund, just because it has to get to the warehouse and process there too. But I can give you 75% back right now, and you can keep it.
Oh. All right.
All right, so let me calculate how much 75% would be.
I really appreciate your help. I can't tell you how much this means to me. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I don't have any money.
Okay, so I just refunded you $52.47. You should see that in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That really, really helps. I appreciate it. You have no idea how much I appreciate your help today. What was your name?
Suri, S-U-R-Y.
That's a pretty name, too.
Thank you.
I will let your company know that you're a wonderful employee. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling customer care.
You have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.